Maybe there really is a bug in my mouth. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for those who are just beginning their beer journey, or for people who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones, and I am the beer drinking gal pal you never knew you had. Now, a few weeks back, my friends from the Wish You Were Beer show invited me to their live celebration of the beer they made in collaboration with the Virginia Beer Company. That's a mouthful, but it was so fun. Now, most of the time when I go on a beer adventure, I am the one introducing others to a new beer style, but this time I got to go along for the ride and oh my God, I had so much fun. It was a total blast. Now, they brewed a Dortmunder and they named it Dortmunder. I hardly know her, which I thought that was especially hilarious. But anyways, the minute that I started sipping on this new style of beer to me, I knew that I wanted to further explore it and share what I learned with you guys. So that's what we're going to do on this short and sweet episode. Today, I want to introduce you to all things Dortmunder. What are they? What can you expect from them? And who out there needs to go out and try one right now? Now, if you guys are having a good time listening to the show and you want to go on your own beer adventure, I'd invite you to hop onto beerfeelings.com and download our free craft beer tasting guide. It's an amazing tool to use when exploring new styles like the one we're going to talk about today, because it helps you practice expressing what you like and what you don't really like in a unique way. So go online, grab yours, grab a few beers, and have an amazing time. Let's hop right in and talk a little bit about Dortmunders. Now, Dortmunders are a German-style lager coming from the town of, you guessed it, Dortmund. Now, they initially were brewed for miners once they finished up a super long, long, sweaty shift, and they're really designed to quench your thirst. So when you pour one into a glass, you should expect a crystal clear, beautiful golden color. And that's exactly what I experienced a couple weeks ago. But most importantly, what do they taste like? What should you expect? Now, full disclosure, the only Dortmunder that I've tried, or at least that I've realized I've tried, like that I've tried and thought at the same time, was the one on the Wish You Were Beer show. But based on my research, as well as the other individuals who were definitely more expert in beer tasting than myself, we all agree that the beer that we enjoyed was true to style. So what can you expect from a Dortmunder? To me, this brew was like a beer flavored beer, but with a purpose, if that makes sense. So overall, it was light, it was smooth, and sipping felt easy. I could imagine drinking the beer while I'm grilling, while I'm sitting at the pool, while I'm at a barbecue. Maybe it's just a hot, lazy day and I'm sitting watching a lot of Grey's Anatomy, but easy drinking beer. But it wasn't boring. Like some of the other crushable lagers out there, which like there's a time and place for boring beer, but it's not on this episode. So what I was experiencing was Dortmunders have almost this sweet, bready quality with floral hops to kind of keep the sweetness in check. So it felt like a very well-rounded beer, a very like experienced beer. So who out there would like these guys besides me? I think this would be a great, how do I even explain this? Like intermediate level beer. So it celebrates all of the ingredients that go into it. It's just malty enough to get excited, but not overwhelmed. The yeast adds that perfectly like bready quality, like fresh baked wheat bread from the Great Harvest Bread Company, like very specifically. And then the hops in there are noticeable in the floral way. They're not bitter hops. They're more floral. They're more aromatic in there. So that, in addition to the fact that it's lagered, like this beer was easy to drink, but there was also a lot to dissect. But I guess like, why is it an intermediate beer and not necessarily a beginner beer, at least in my viewpoint? I think this style in particular has all of the qualities in a beer that just on my personal beer journey, I had to grow into. I had to like level up into those flavors, right? Kind of like how I had to just personally grow into liking coffee. So again, if you're at a point on your beer journey where you've not found like the joy of finding really like floral hops, or you're not loving grainy, bready beers, I personally don't know that this would be like the one to start out on. Listen to a couple other episodes. But if you've been enjoying this beer journey, let me tell you why I think you should try this beer if you're ready for it. So I think you should give a Dortmunder a go if ambers typically are your go-to, but you're looking for more of a poolside sipper. So I think this would be a really good choice for you, beer drinker, amber lover, that just doesn't feel quite as heavy. I also think that you should give a Dortmunder a try if you like the slight sweetness of something like a Kolsch, but you're longing for something with a little bit more of that malty or hoppy character. I think this would be a really good fit. And then straight up, I think you should give a Dortmunder a try if you've been trying out different flavorful lagers that seem to be everywhere now. Like every time I go to a new brewery or I blink or I open up any of the social media platforms, I'm seeing, you know, a bunch of lagers that aren't just yellow beer flavored beer. Now, maybe I'm just noticing it. Maybe it's just on my feed, but to me, it feels like a lager revolution. So if you're on this lager revolution, I don't hate it. I'm enjoying going along for the ride. If you are too, then I think you should add a Dortmunder onto your must try list. So there you have it. Fun, short and sweet episode bringing you along my own personal beer journey and a new style that I got to explore pretty recently. So wrapping things up, no matter what you're doing today, whether you're drinking a new beer or an old beer, an old favorite, I hope that you are choosing to do whatever you're doing. My goodness, this is what happens when we don't follow the script. I hope that what you're doing, that you're doing it. And it has beer and there's cool people. And I think that's just how we wrap things up. But cheers, everybody. Drink a beer. Have a good time. See you next week.